Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Hallelujah! Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God. Hallelujah! Adonai Elion, the Lord God Most High. Lord, we lift you up and we praise your name and your name alone. To those who are listening today, may I ask you, I've asked you this once before, would you please, if you've been blessed by this ministry in any way, could you let us know? Would you please call the ministry number, which is 772-344-8485, or the radio station, which is 888-221-8990. And please leave a message if there's no answer. And please let us know, even just a quick, hello, I've listened to the program. Or maybe even, you know, I can't understand a word that she is saying, anything. Or maybe you've joined in with the prayers of, yes, Lord, use me, Lord. When the Lord has given us a word that requires a response, let us know that you've joined in with the prayers, simply so that we can cover you in prayer. Your number will not be kept and you will not be harassed in any way. Thank you. May I share with you that the Word of God brings life. As you read the Word, you are encouraged. The Word brings encouragement. The Word brings life. If the Word brings life, then we need the Word. May I encourage you to read it. Jeremiah said in chapter 20, verse 9, Jeremiah said, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Version as well. Let me read it from the Amplified. It says, if I say I will not make mention of the Lord, or speak any more in his name, in my mind and my heart, it's as if there were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of enduring and holding it in. I cannot contain it any longer. So I repeat, he says, in my mind and my heart, it's as if there were a burning fire shut up in my bones. Oh Lord, I ask, let your word be like a fire in our belly today for such a time as this. My desire is to encourage God's people to keep standing, whether you are in your home or whether you're in a church building, to encourage God's people to be able to stand. And having done all, stand. To be able to stand is a form of warfare. To be able to stand is a form of defeating the enemy, is a form of defeating Satan. I think you've heard my favorite phraseology, which is, every breath you take is a slap in the face of the enemy. So every breath you take is proof that you have defeated the enemy's plan to stop you breathing. It is plainly written and well known that the goal of Satan is to kill, steal, and destroy. And newsflash, he doesn't care how he does it. I believe the Lord would encourage us to keep breathing, because every breath, every intake of breath is proof that you are still alive and available for the work of God. And right now, for such a time as this, the enemy is desperate to shut us up. Absolutely desperate, not just physically, but vocally as well. I have sensed the enemy saying many times, what? Are you still here? How are you still standing? After all that I've thrown at you, after all I've put you through. And I have physically had people come up to me and say, are you still standing after what you've been through? Well, I say, very humbly and with godly humility, But I say very boldly, in the name of Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And I have been commanded, and so have you, in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, the Lord says to you, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. That is God speaking to you. And I would like to just repeat several places where it says, against, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are in, the people right now are covered in gross darkness. We need the word of God. Let me repeat also, this word I just read to you says, it says, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It says in the Amplified, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability. Stand, therefore, hold your ground. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe the Lord is saying to us for such a time as this, awake, awake, arise, arise. Yes, I may be repetitious, but I have to keep on saying it. It is in my belly. It's a fire in my belly. So I tell you, stand. S-T-A-N-D, as in Ephesians chapter 6, which I just read. S is for still read your Bible, still pray, still worship, still evangelize, stay on fire. T is for take the word of God wherever you go. A stands for always ask the Lord first, like David did. Shall I go up? Is this my battle, Lord? N stands for none of us is perfect. If we were, we wouldn't need Jesus. And D stands for dance and sing and praise God to the best of your ability, even if it is only the two-step shuffle from side to side, two steps to the left, two steps for the right. Stand, learn to dance when it rains. Right now, for such a time as this, have you noticed that everything that people are being asked to do sounds so sensible, sounds so right? Always, as from the beginning of time, the Lord of lies, the deceiver, is doing his job of deception. And I believe the Lord is saying to us, wake up to the word of God. Pray to the Lord to show you the truth about what you are seeing. Pray to the Lord to show you the truth about what you are hearing. Well, it must be true, it's on the TV. Well, it must be true, it's on the internet. Really? I ask you to pray for godly wisdom. Pray for the wisdom of the five wise who kept God's Holy Spirit oil in their lamps and not the oil of the word. Remember, what did the first disciples do? They prayed. They prayed. They were so full of the Spirit that they asked for more of the Holy Spirit to embolden them. They asked for godly wisdom to stand against ungodly wisdom. Wake up! Wake up! We are not unlawful, but the enemy is the twister of the word. The Bible does warn us that good will be called bad and bad will be called good. The Bible also tells us to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. This is where those who have the Holy Spirit oil in their lamps within them will see. I am just repeating scripture. Revelation repeats, let him who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. If we are not awake, we will not be reading our Bibles and we will not know the truth, and the truth will not be able to set us free. The prince of the air has and is always bombarding the airways with his twisted lies. I'm going to ask you, will you pray scripture with me if you feel so led? Father God, in the name of Jesus, let me be one of the five wise who has God's Holy Spirit oil in their lamp and not the five foolish. One whose lamp is full of the Holy Spirit, full of the word, worship, prayer. Let me be one who has an ear to hear and can hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Let me be one who is awake, awake, and one who will arise, arise. I do not want to be lukewarm. I do not want to be spewed out of your mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. It is the word of God. It is written. I pray you have been stirred. I pray you have been awakened. Do not be lukewarm. If this word offends you, then would you pray with me right now? Lord Jesus, let me know the truth and let the truth set me free. Lord, let your word take root and bear fruit in me. The enemy will always try to pull the ground out from underneath you. Stand on God and do not trust in sinking sand. I ask you once again the question I asked you at the beginning. If you feel so inclined, would you call this ministry number and let us know that we've been of encouragement to you? The number is 772-344-8485, or you could call WCNO, which is 888-221-8990, just to let us know that you are still listening. But more importantly, right now, if you don't know the Lord Jesus and want him into your life, would you just say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me right now. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. And may I say thank you to those of you who did phone in response to my request for a phone call to say that you are listening to the program. I pray God's blessings on you, and I thank you very much for that response. In Jesus' name. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.